the 1970s, Jamaica has adopted a hard policing approach to fighting crime. Tough legislation such as the Suppression of Crime Act, spending more money on vehicles, new recruits, and thousands of curfews were the order of the day. By the year 2013, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting announced that a new approach was needed to combat the crime epidemic.
By the time I became minister in 2012, we were still seeing reductions in all major categories of crime, but slowing down. 7% in 2012, 6% in 2013. And by the middle of 2013, it became evident to me that we needed a new approach. We were getting diminishing returns from putting more resources, more men, more vehicles, more legislation, but I didn't feel that the returns we were getting was commensurate with that.
One of the new approaches being taken by the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF to interrupt the transmission of violence, prevent its future spread, and build group immunity is smart policing. It is a strategy that the National Security Minister says is a combination of hard and soft policing.
There will be instances when you have hardened, heavily armed, violent criminals that are creating mayhem in a particular community, an outbreak of gang violence, where you are going to need hard policing. But you only use hard policing when hard policing is absolutely necessary. Beyond that, you use policing where that's appropriate for the situation. Adam going into communities, curfewing them, scraping up a whole heap of people for processing, be much more intelligence driven, much more targeted at violence producers.
The minister says the smart policing approach has been successful in communities where the strategy has been introduced. It has also been instrumental in the achievement of significant and sustained reduction in serious and violent crimes, which dropped 17% in 2014. As part of the smart policing approach, Mr. Bunting says there have been increased efficiencies through the merger of several branches of the JCF, as well as the removal of certain chargeable offenses from the books. This has enabled the police to focus their resources where they are most needed.
We deprioritized making arrests for minor offenses because even if you arrest somebody for possession of a spliff, it takes hours of a police officer's time to book him a jail, then more hours to get him bail, then more hours to take him to court, and you find that thousands of police man hours were taken arresting persons for minor offenses, primarily possession of ganja.
Legislation has also been passed to bolster the prevention and reduction of serious violent and organized crimes. This includes the anti-lottery scam legislation passed in 2013 and the anti-gang legislation enacted in 2014. The ministry is also beefing up its support for the Peace Management Initiative and its civilian type violence interrupters in several communities.
These are not a police type of violence interruption, but persons who go in and essentially engage in a dispute resolution, mediation type activities, prevent reprisals whenever there is a violent crime, gang related.
There will also be continued emphasis on reassigning officers from non-geographic units to geographic units. The larger non-geographic formations comprise units such as the Mobile Reserve, Transnational Crime and Narcotics Division, National Intelligence Bureau, Protective Services, and Motorized Patrol.
These units focus on a particular type of crime generally, but are not out in the streets patrolling and deterring crime. And we're looking at rationalizing a lot of these units, pushing a lot more people out onto the streets where we feel it will be more effective in reducing violent crime.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. He says the JCF will continue to employ the smart policing approach as a means of reducing crime and violence in Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.